First Peter 1, please, very quickly. I want to share with us something very powerful. Have a few minutes here. I honor every man, woman of God in this place. Pastor, thank you again. And your lovely wife, thank you. Thank you so much. You should honor them, the angels of the house. Thank you. First Peter 1. We'll begin our reading from verse 7. I just want to touch on an aspect that I think will guide us like a compass tonight, even as we trust God for the things that He will be doing. Are we together? It's projected. It says that the genuineness of your faith, listen, being more precious. Can we have King James? Just plain King James. Otherwise, no problem. Thank you. Let's go back to verse 7. Thank you. That the trial, listen please, of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Christ. Verse 8. It says, whom having not seen, ye love. In whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, and you express your believing by rejoicing with joy unspeakable. I want to share with you a very deep mystery in a few minutes. Amen. Grant us understanding. There is a relationship between faith and joy. Please, I want you to take note of this. There is a relationship between faith and joy. Oh, by the way, I know you know, but then just to remind us that there is a big difference between joy and happiness. Are we together now? Both of them have to do with emotional and physical expressions, but the difference is the motivation behind those activities. Happiness is sensual and circumstantial. Are we together now? If you purchase a car, a property, whatever it is, you may not necessarily be joyful, but you will be happy. You will express it in your jumps, your smiles, and so on, and celebration. So every time we talk of happiness, it is purely sensual. The physical expressions of joy and happiness are the same, except for their motivation. Are we together? One is motivated by the awareness of something that appeals to your senses. Something that is a derivative of, as Paul would call it, something carnal. By carnal, it doesn't mean demonic. Meaning motivated out of the sense realm. Are we together? But joy is predicated upon an understanding, a revelation. Not necessarily something sensual. Are we together now? So the foundation for joy is an understanding. And that understanding is encapsulated in one word, faith. It is impossible, brothers and sisters, to walk in the joy of the Spirit, to walk in the fullness of joy, walking in the realm of the senses. It must move high and beyond that level. So the apostle was saying, whom have not seen? This is a person, but it could be a thing. Although the breakthrough is not there, you've not seen it. He says, ye love. In whom though now you do not yet see, but because you believe, you go ahead and begin to rejoice with such joy that makes no difference whether it was there or not. He calls it joy unspeakable. Are we together now? So there is a relationship between joy, between faith and joy. Joy is based on an understanding. You see, let me tell you something. When you see people rejoice and live perpetually in a state of merriment, and you know there is a mystery with joy, because the Bible says, for with joy, right, shall you draw out of the wells of salvation. Different dimensions of the operations that are consistent in Christ calls them wells. But it says the fetcher, the mystery that helps men to access those realities is joy. In fact, the Bible puts it this way. It says, for the joy of the Lord is our strength.
You know, the first sign of depression is the absence of laughter and merriment. Are we together now? When a man is depressed, when a people are fighting, the first thing that disappears is laughter. Not communication. Laughter. Are we together now? Yeah. So it is important for us to understand that this joy we are talking about is not some emotional thing that is short-lived. You see, when you are guided purely by emotions and your senses, then your excitement will always be short-lived. Especially at such a time as this in our nation, you find people who talk with themselves. They are just driving and talking with themselves. And the next thing, there's a car accident. Right? They are famished because of the absence of joy. There is no strength. A broken spirit that can dry the bones. And tonight, as we look within the few minutes that we have on this concept, what kind of faith, what understanding will I need to keep me laughing? That I hear that I just lost the job and it does not affect my outlook because I have shielded myself with an understanding immune to the vicissitudes of life. This is the state that demonstrates your knowledge of God. Because the Bible says in Daniel 11:32, the B part, it says, but they that know their God, two things will happen to them. Number one, it says, they shall be strong. And they are strong through joy. There is an understanding that keeps them joyful. You don't know why they may cry, but they still laugh. They are happy. You frustrate them and they raise a song of worship to address that frustration. These are the kinds of people who have mastered the art of frustrating the devil. Because everything he brings against them, their response is this understanding. Are we together? Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I live a very happy life. I am a very happy person and I'm a very joyful person. I have not found an issue in life worthy enough to starve me of sleep. I have surrounded myself with mysteries like chariots that make sure that I am immune from the wickedness and the vicissitudes of this life, especially as a leader. There are too many things within 24 hours designed by hell to frustrate you and rob you of something the Bible calls the joy of salvation, not the knowledge of it. The joy. You can know salvation, but are you joyful in it? Are you standing on the strength of a revelation? So you live a very, very happy life, a joyful life, always glowing. Regardless of circumstances. Are we together? What is faith? Faith is not believing God. No, that's not faith. There are many people who believe God but don't have faith. It doesn't take so long. It doesn't take some kind of mysticism to believe God. It's very easy to believe God. But the harder part is what I'm about to share with you. I defined something yesterday I would want us to consider very quickly. Faith, I defined it as the name given to the action you take based on your conviction, which must be derived from God's word, not a motivational newspaper. It cannot impart faith, although it is positive. Listen. Faith is absolutely spiritual. No other reference sustains the ability to impart faith. So, the action you take, follow me, based on your conviction, persuasion, unbending, restful confidence that is based on the word of God. Are we together? This is what we call faith. Many believers walk frustrated. Our lives attempt to show as though God lied in his word. No joy, no peace. There are probably people seated here right now, frustrated, wondering, is this how my life should be? The joy of the Lord is my strength. You know that song? The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Listen, write this down. The foundation for true Bible faith is revelation. The foundation for true Bible faith is revelation. 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 You see, in the kingdom, when you confess what you don't understand, is the same thing as not saying anything, because it does not sustain the ability to produce. The effect of your speaking is predicated upon an understanding. The understanding is where the power lies. Are we together now? Yeah. So I can jump around confessing something that is very true, but then I do not sustain the ability to bring it to pass. There must be an understanding. This is how Jesus said he will build his church. In Matthew 16, he asked them a question. He said, "Who do men say that I am?" Are we together? Are we Bible people? And then he said, "You are Elias, you are this, one of the prophets." And then he said, "But you have walked with me," paraphrasing. "What is your verdict? Who do you say that I am?" And Jesus was shocked that they did not know who he was. And Peter, the Bible says, speaking by the Spirit, said, "I know who thou art. Thou art Jesus Christ, Christ, the Son of the living God." And this is what he said, "Flesh and blood." That means this realm is not flesh and blood. "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but the Spirit of my Father." And he made a statement that is very interesting. He says, "And I say this to you, thou art Peter," correct? "And upon this rock," listen carefully, "I will build my church, and I will build it in such a way that the gates of hell will not prevail." Thou art Peter, and upon this rock. What is the rock? The rock is not the name of Peter. There have been many theological dissertations that the rock... No. The rock is an understanding. "I will, upon this understanding, I will build my church." He was talking about the modus operandi, the functionality of the church. "I will build it upon an understanding." That you don't just speak, you must have the knowledge. Then when you speak, it will produce results. This is the formula with which I will build my church. And if you act based on that formula, the gates of hell will not prevail. Meaning, if you keep speaking with no understanding, the gates of hell will prevail. Are we together now? Peter, you spoke on the strength of revelation. This is how I will build my church. Revelation first, then confession. And if you act in that light, the gates of hell will not prevail. Say amen. So the starting point of faith is revelation. Revelation not about what you need. You already know what you need. Revelation about what it takes to produce the results. Are we together now? So you must access from the word of God the provisions and the principles and the conditions. Listen carefully. The conditions that are tied to the blessing you desire. It has never been about God, not his limitation. But I have learned through the word and experience that the will of man can limit God. Are we together? The Bible says in Psalm 78, when you read from verse 41, it says, "They limited the Holy One." I hope that's the scripture. They limited the Holy One. They said, "Can God make a table in the wilderness?" Years ago, I always wondered why the Bible said, "Is there anything too difficult?" You don't use that terminology for an almighty God. The too difficult, let me tell you where and why it becomes so difficult. Because of the coercion the Holy Spirit would have to lead the will of man through the path he will have to navigate you into agreement with God. That's what makes it look like it's too difficult. Are we together? Revelation. So I'm dying of sickness. It's not causing joy. I need a fortress. The first thing is not to just jump and say, no, I will not be sick. If you talk like that, you will die. Are we together? The key is to search through. "He was bruised." I begin to read. "The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed." Peter said we were healed. Now this is English. That's not revelation. There must be an eclipse between what you are studying and the eye of the Spirit. That's where light comes. The Bible says the entrance of thy word, not the reading of it. No. The entrance. The entrance. That means the word is a living person. It should enter you. Years ago, let me share with you a vision I had. I saw a very big, like an ancient door, Pastor. And then that door had smaller doors. It was made of smaller doors. And I looked and saw that on every door there was a scripture. The doors were opening and closing. And for every door that would open, light would come out. And I asked the Lord, I said, what is the meaning of this? And he said, every time you catch a revelation of scripture, the light, the anointing, the grace to demonstrate its reality is released upon you. So I can look at your life and know what you truly believe by the results you are producing. This is an uncomfortable truth, but it's the truth. You tell me you believe in divine health, I don't have a problem with that. But let me look at your life. You see, many of these theological excuses we give are a product of our own personal failures of getting results. So we create theology around our limitation to excuse the need to press deeper. Your limitation is not a generic limitation. There are men who have sustained an ability through light. Remember, the Bible says weeping endures for a night. Are we together now? Then it says joy comes with the morning. The morning is characterized by light. Correct? So for as long as you are in a night season, the crying will never end. The secret is not to say, God help me. The secret is to access light. In the realm of the spirit, morning does not come automatically. You make it happen. You make it happen. You can turn any night time to your morning and stop weeping. It says, I wept, Revelations, for no man was worthy to open the book and unlock the scrolls, right? And the elder tapped me and said, weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, had prevailed, qualified to open the book and unlock the scroll. In other words, your crying is unnecessary. The solution is within reach. Hallelujah. Revelation. We must cry for revelation. We must cry for revelation. Ignorance is very dangerous. It's not only dangerous to civilization, it's dangerous to your path of spiritual progress. Ignorance is dangerous. Ignorance will misrepresent God in your life, because your life will be a compendium of failures to a point that it will become a stronghold. You will carve a belief out of your testimony of failure and define God by those limitations. Isaiah 61 says, arise, 60 verse 1. It says, arise, shine. Not because you are tired of sitting. It says, arise, shine. And it gives you the reason why you must arise. For your light. Not it's available. It's always been there. But the day it comes to you. It says, arise, shine. Not for your light is available. For your light is come. And then it says, the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. We discussed it yesterday. Verse 3 says, for darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. That's verse 2. Verse 3 says, Gentiles, right, shall come to thy light, and their kings to the what? Brightness of thy rising. If they have not come to your light, then there is need for revelation. The cure for revelation, the cure for fear, the cure for lack of job is not maturity. No. Not maturity. The older you grow, it does not guarantee that you will not be afraid. Not in a world like this. Are we together? I come from an area, as you know, where there is a lot of activities of, you know, terrorists and so on and so forth. What gives you a guarantee that you will sleep sound? There are people, because of fear and lack of joy, don't drive cars again. Because they say, I would die. No. You can be seated quietly and someone will come in with a bulldozer and kill you at home there. There is a revelation that will immune you. You must press for it. In the name of Jesus. Number two. The second step to true Bible faith is understanding. Revelation is very important. But understanding is derived when you know the role you have to play in that equation. Until you know your part, you do not understand the principle. The end of revelation is a call to responsibility. It shows you what part in that equation is responsible for the outcome, as far as your contribution is concerned. Many people have revelation. I don't believe that our generation is cursed, lacking revelation. No, I do not believe that. Are we together? By the grace of God, Nigeria particularly is full of men and women, fathers of faith, great leaders who have contended for depth and revelation in God. So the problem is not lack of revelation. May I request that we stand and honor God's servant, Pastor Pochi. Bless you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Hallelujah. Please sit down. Are we together? Understanding. Understanding. Remember when Philip was caught up in a chariot and he met a certain African called the Utopian Enoch. He saw him reading, access to revelation, but the question was, understandest what thou readest? And that's the question God is asking you. I know you read Benny Hinn's book. I know you read Papa Oyedepo's book. I know you have a library full of rich materials. But understandest what thou readest? The end of understanding is a comprehension of the role you play in the faith equation. If you do not understand your role, then you have not gotten understanding. Let's hurry up. I have a few minutes. Number three, conviction. I'm showing you what I call the faith equation. Revelation, understanding, conviction. Conviction is a state of unbending persuasion. Unbending persuasion. Persuasion about a reality that surpasses any sensual limitation. Romans chapter 4, please. Let's look at a testimony from verse 18 of the patriarch Abraham. Because the Bible tells us that we should look up to him. I love the way the Bible mentors and teaches people. It will find a character that represents the thoughts of God over an issue and refer that individual to you so that on the strength of your study, you will apply, do what they did and commit God. So we use Abraham as our case study now. Listen, it says, who against what? Hope. Did what? Believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was, not according to that which he thought. It says, so shall thy seed be. 19. And be not weak in faith. He considered not. You see that? This expression is a product of lack of persuasion. When you begin to consider certain things, I know God said I will have a child, but let's be logical about it. No, there is no conviction. When there is conviction, like Sarah, you will say, if I perish, I perish. I know God is faithful. I know what he said. Are we together now? Then he says, 20. Okay, 19. Have we finished 19? Please, very quickly. It says, considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. Stop there, please. I hope you realize that there were facts right in front of them. These things were not some joke or gimmick. No. Abraham was old. Sarah was dead. Every understanding of biology would prove that she would never give birth. 20. It says, verse 20, please. He what? I like that expression. Remember, James said something about this. He calls it a double-minded man. He's unstable in all his ways, right? He said, let that man not think he will receive anything from God. A double-minded man. There must be an ability to be sustained, restful confidence. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. The next step to the faith equation is obedience. You only obey when your conviction is perfected. Are we together now? Yeah. Obedience. Obedience. Your response, your action, your part of the faith equation that commits God's integrity to perform. Are we together? The prophet spoke to Elisha spoke to Naaman, right? And he said, go wash, right? 7 times. And he refused. Do you know if he washed six times, six and a half, and left that place, he will still be leprous? It is at the point of action that the power of God is released. At the point of action. 10 lepers. He said, go show yourself to the priest. The Bible says, as they went. Not as they thought. Not as they imagined. As they went. In fact, here's what the Bible says. These signs shall follow. Follow means it's behind you, waiting for your obedience to perfect your trust in God. Hallelujah. Obedience. The last step, very quickly, is called praise. Please give that scripture back to us. Romans chapter 4, 20. The last step. Now, this is very subtle. Many believers do not understand that praise is not an opinion. It is part of the principles that release true Bible faith. Are we together now? Praise. 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 He says, but was strong in faith. Did he stop there? Next sentence. Giving glory to God. So you praise him genuinely. Perfected praise. Praise that comes from an understanding that I know that he is going to do it. Are we together now? And I'm ministering to somebody here. I know that there are people who are wondering, will God do it? He will. Oh. This God we serve is a mighty God. He will. Are we together? I understand we are very loyal citizens. We have a sense of nationhood. And we corporately understand and appreciate what is happening in this nation. But you must understand that there is a mystery that exempts you. It says, this is the victory that overcomes. Even whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And it says, this is the victory that overcomes. This is the victory that overcomes. So I know that there's no one in your life to support you. I know that there's nothing in your life that can help you. But brothers and sisters, I show you a mystery. Your joy is tied to your faith. You will be pretending to be joyful until you have conviction that is brought forth from a revelation. Are we together? There's that song. What do we call it? Few minutes. Why would I fear? Why would I cry? Why should I worry? Why should I cry? Why should I cry? Why should I worry? Why should I cry? Why should I cry? Why should I worry? Right? You just had a statement from your company that they are going to downsize people. And all of a sudden, why must you think it is you? And you just begin to be afraid. And there is no joy. And you are drying up. You get up in the night and you cannot sleep. But there is an understanding. When you know that there is a provision in the kingdom where men are distinguished, then it will give you a source for joy. And then you can sleep. Are we together? When you get up and think it's by hustling, moving around, that you attain the blessing of the Lord, you will be frustrated and there cannot be joy. But when you understand that scripture says, except the Lord build a house, it says they labor in vain that build it. Then it says, except the Lord watches over a city, right? It says the watchmen watch it in vain. Then it says it is vain to wake up in the morning and to sleep late at night, only to eat the bread of sorrow. But it says he gives unto his beloved sleep. That's scripture. That's your Bible. Are we together now? I challenge you to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Colossians 3:16. You must let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, so you will rejoice. You will rejoice. There's a light that I see. In spite of all the darkness that surrounds me. And this light that I see only comes alive every time I hear your voice. There's a peace in my heart, in spite of all the troubles that surrounds me, and this peace that I have
only comes alive every time I hear your voice. There's a joy in my soul, in spite of all the sadness that surrounds me. And this joy in my soul only comes alive every time I hear your voice. Oh, it comes alive every time I hear your voice. It comes alive every time I hear your voice. It comes alive
every time I hear your voice.
Say prophecy. It comes alive
every time I hear your voice.
Listen, Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 1 and 2. It says, and the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet. And the Spirit entered. The Spirit of the Word took me upon my feet. I didn't get up out of volition. A force that came from the Word got me up. Someone is rising. Someone is rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yeah. There's an army rising up. They will break every chain.
Break every chain.
Say after me, I am born of God. Come on now. I am born of God. The Word is alive in me. Say it. The Word is alive in me. The faith of the Son of God is at work in my spirit. Above situations, above circumstances, I define my own realities. Say it. I define my own realities based on the Word of God. And I insist that I will be joyful, and I insist that I will keep my confidence. Lift your voice in 1 minute and begin to cry. No, you will not take my joy. Full of joy. For I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded. I know. I was not born sick. I will not die sick. So I rejoice in advance. There is a provision in the system of the kingdom to change my financial situation. There is a provision in the kingdom to take me out of obscurity. The faith of the Son of God. Pray, household of David. Pray, household of David. Place a demand on God's integrity. Hallelujah. 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 Just 10 more minutes and I'm done. Listen, I want us to pray. We are going to cry for the spirit of revelation. Listen, Paul speaking to the church in Ephesus. You must understand that theologically speaking, the book of Ephesians is believed to contain the highest church truth. It was the apex of the demonstration of Paul's apostolic ministry. Are we together? Chapter 1, when you read from verse 17, it says, for this cause, I, Paul, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and understanding in the knowledge of him, that you may know. The word know there is not awareness. You are already aware. It's a process. It's the word that is used. And Adam knew his wife. When a man knows his wife, something happens to the woman as an evidence that she has met her husband. So if you know him, show me the child. Show me the evidence of your union.
Are we together? We are going to challenge lack of results in our lives. Listen, it says, "Herein is my Father glorified," John 15, "that ye bear much fruit." Not that ye profess that you are a Christian. No, results matter to God. His integrity is at stake until your life demonstrates that he's not a liar. Hallelujah. Take it higher, Mike, quickly. 8 minutes and I'm done. I want to teach you a very powerful and simple song. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord, like a candle. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Sing, simple, says. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord, like a candle. Light my life. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord, like a candle. Light me, Lord. The prayer from your heart. Just the voices. Sing. Light me, Lord. Please light my life. Light me, Lord, like a candle. Sing. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light my path. Thou, O God, will show me the path of life. It is in your light that I see light.
Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Like a candle, light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Like a candle.
Lift your voice and cry. Access to the mysteries of the kingdom. Access to the working knowledge. The mysteries that control results. Lift your voice and pray. Psalm 82 verse 5. They know not, neither will they understand. They grope in darkness, and the earth is out of God. Have I not said, ye are God, and all of you are children of the Most High? He said, for you shall die like mere men and fall like one of these princes. Access, access, access the secret things of the Lord. Access to the mysteries of the kingdom. Pray. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. I have 5 more minutes and I'm done from here. Listen. Listen, please. Hallelujah. We are going to cry for the grace for complete obedience. Complete obedience. Are we together? The grace for complete obedience. There is a name for that kind of obedience. Philippians chapter 2 says, verse 5, let this mind, permit this mind to be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So Jesus modeled that kind of obedience. The Bible calls it obedience unto death. Obedience with no options. Unto death. Obedience unto death. Listen. Listen. Scripture says, having the readiness to judge all disobedience, only when your obedience is complete. Lord, I receive grace. Strange grace for uncommon obedience. Lift your voice and pray. Grace. Courage. 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 Grace, courage. Shakata barato koso preke de balara balara bos. Grace, courage, complete obedience. Hallelujah. 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 Just one more prayer point. Listen. Listen. There is a dimension I have learned through the word and experience. It's called the sovereign help of God. Listen. There is a dimension where God vetoes and helps you for his name's sake. Now, the help of God does not replace irresponsibility and obedience. But in the making of man, he left space for his mercy to interject. Should peradventure, it says, when my heart is overwhelmed, it can happen. Are we together? He said, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not seen the everlasting God, the Lord? He is neither weary." He said, the young men, there are times, brothers and sisters, our humanity can catch up with us. This is not backsliding. It is the reality of the vicissitudes before you. Where you do not even have grace to pray, but you intend to. No matter who you are, you will get to that state. It is the limitation. That's why the Holy Ghost was sent. It's called the joy of the Holy Ghost. Not an intellectual joy. Listen. Listen. I show you a formula. The psalmist knew this. He said, "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills." Then he asked a question, "From whence cometh my help?" Brothers and sisters, there is a name the Spirit of God is called. He's called the Helper. He's an advantage. He's not just a person. Add him to an equation, the calculation changes. He's an advantage. The joy of the Holy Ghost. Are you ready to pray? In 1 minute, I'd like you to intentionally cry, "Helper of my soul, the advantage in my destiny." Lebron's Coparito Sabradia. My glory, you lift my head. But I, I achieve for me my glory, you lift my head. But thou, O Lord, I achieve for me my glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I have 2 more minutes. Listen. Hallelujah. I want to challenge you just 2 minutes before we step down, God's servant. I want to prepare your heart. Listen, I told you yesterday that the system of God's lifting of men is through men. Revelations, it says, "I turned aside and I saw 7 lampstands. God called a man, but when he turned, he first saw the church. It is in the midst of the church, then he saw one like the Son of Man." God will always be found in the voice of men. God will always be found through the ministry of men. They are the channels that distribute his possibilities on earth. You ignore men, you will never. Listen, listen. Paul encounters Jesus as Saul on his way to Damascus. Why will you need men when you meet Jesus? But Jesus referred him back to the body. There is a man, an earthly vessel I will send to continue. Although you had an encounter, not even an encounter will replace the ministry of men. Are we together? Yeah. I'm saying that in 1 minute to prepare our hearts. This is the first time I'll be seeing Pastor Koju. I've heard about him. Hallelujah. And the great things God is doing. If all you perceive is just a great man, probably some of you, he's your pastor. And there is this familiarity that robs men. Robs men of receiving. In the next 48 seconds, I'd like you to cry and say, "Lord, as your servant steps up here, all the possibilities that has been granted unto him by grace, I open up my spirit to receive." Lift your voice and pray. Let's pray, because his grace will change our lives tonight. Lift your voice and pray. Just one word. God will always use men to take you to a new level. He will always use men to launch you to a new level.